on the streets, do you ever feel unsafe?
In Jerusalem, yes.
In what way?
Look to the sides. Let's put, I don't know, a knife in the socks.
You walk around with a knife in your socks?
In Jerusalem, yes, I can.
How many ways could you, if someone came up and tried to hurt you, how many ways do you think you could kill them?
It depends if what was in the streets, outdoors, you know, there's so many options.
You're so scary. It's hot. It's hot, but it's scary.
So I'm sitting here with my first and only Israeli boyfriend. Say hello.
Hello.
Who is looking pretty damn good, I must say.
Jewish American kids go to Israel for free and, like, fall in love with Israel and make babies and stay there. So they pick the hottest soldiers and the hottest girl whatever things, and they send them with a bunch of horny, like, little Jewish teens who are locked on this bus for a couple of days.
Okay, so you have maybe a little feeling of missing that you wouldn't stay in Israel and make
babies?
Make
with
babies?
You? I don't know, with and me. Live in a kibbutz? The baby, no one wears shoes and they pick avocados in the morning?
Someone.
What do you mean not with you? Who else would it have been?
I don't know. If you were staying and you find someone.
I'm offended.
No, okay.
This was actually one of the most embarrassing things that's happened to me in quite some time as an adult. So I get on the trip. I had done drugs all the night before and had not slept. I went to the plane and I was late. So to meet everybody was like there to like hang out and like get to know each other, all playing board games. I show up, sunglasses, shit face drunk. I take a Xanax. I sleep the entire plane ride while everybody's like getting to know each other, singing songs, being like, you know, Jewish shit, whatever. So then we get some like weird like farm town and we all go have lunch and nobody will talk to me. It's like silent. And so we go to this place where there's a lunch, and I get lunch first, and I sit down at a table, and there's seven tables, all with like eight seats, and every single table fills up except for mine. So I'm like alone waiting for anybody to come sit and have lunch with me, and nobody did except for you. No one talked to me.
Seriously,
it took days.
I didn't know that.
I was too rock star from day one.
I know.
It was hard.
I know. This is why I find you most interesting.
I think you asked me if I wanted to go look at the moon or something.
It was probably like, you asked me.
It maybe.
Was probably trying to go business fast.
Oh,
and you are just, no.
I did not.
Let's watch the stars together.
You're just trying to make me look like a dick. It's not true. You're the one who asked me to go look at the moon.
Hey, don't pretend for the interview.
The time that I really felt like I got to know you, I remember you telling me how difficult it was for you to train to get that group. And it was crazy. I mean, I've heard about Marines, I've heard about SEALs, but this sounded like fucking literal torture. I mean, it's pretty traumatizing, no? I mean, like...
It is traumatizing. I mean, the traumatizing symptoms are in the daily life for every day, but you don't, like, realize that it's from there. It's just here, so... You don't, like, kind of think about
hold on a second. They were legitimately torturing you.
Not torturing me, you know. I made it for a choice. You know what I'm saying? It was volunteering.
Okay, you volunteered to be tortured. Yes or no? Didn't they give you, like, a secret word and they try to beat it out of you or some crazy shit?
Oh, well, there's some special in the training path that was, pretty tough. But, most of the time, I'm kind of enjoying it.
You enjoyed the pain? Okay, but so they're beating the shit out of you. Where does your brain go?
I hard with the system. I never get used to systems. Never in my life. Never. I probably would
I don't know what that means, used to systems. What does that mean?
Because I can't stand the line, fit into the system. I can't.
Well, so you're punished more?
Yes, but my luck was that I kind of like have a special service, so it's a little bit less systemized and more like free will. I mean, take more responsible to each and every one of the guys. So this is how I finally place.
What does punishment mean?
Punishment? It's like you got punished, you know, in the army.
Like a dunce cap in the corner? Yeah, like they took away your Tamagotchi? Like what the fuck is punished?
Yeah, my Tamagotchi was took away several times. No, but you stayed, like, to stay the weekend for not going home, stay the weekend in the base, and some stuff like that. It's a real bummer when you're a soldier and you want to go to meet your fucking girlfriend and stuff. So.
I think you're lying to me, but it's fine.
Why?
Okay, so
why? No.
What I don't understand, Yoav, is how far away you are from people when you are in combat. Because a lot of American soldiers do combat either in big tanks or they're pressing buttons or in their own planes or whatever. For me, I always felt like you guys were more in it, you know?
But most of the time, it's just like, you know, silent job, undercover, so we're good.
So, I mean, I don't even know if you can talk about this. When you say silent job, what does that mean?
You are about to do something. But I just say that, okay? If you are, someone is knowing about what you are doing or someone heard about what you're doing, the mission is failed. No, I think.
No.
Yeah.
Is it? But it's like assassinations, no?
No, I mean, like... From
what I heard from about Shell Dogs, they were like a an elite squad of snipers that went in and took people down quickly and fast cleanly.
Okay, yeah, but
and that it was the hardest. It was the hardest group to get into in the military. That's what I heard.
It's one of the hardest, but most of the job are like flatted one.
Yeah, so you will not answer.
Okay.
All right,
really
cool.
Answer,
cool, fine.
I just say most of the job, it's about being fun. Okay.
So imagine that most people that listen to my show don't know anything about Israel, yeah?
Yeah.
But are educated and want to know. And the problem with a lot of the stuff going on with the Middle East is that there's not a lot of people that can speak a language to make people understand from an insider's perspective like you might have. What the fuck is actually going on and why it might look so brutal on the outside, but what is their reasoning? Explain it a little bit to Americans who might just not understand what's happened and what is happening.
Yeah, of course. It's going to take some time. Yeah, it's many different things. Yeah, the wall. It's something that's built after an Israeli daily reality that was people was bombing in the middle of Tel Aviv, in the middle of Jerusalem every day, and like 30 people were getting killed every day. So this is about the war. What's going on in Israel is that people have a little bit desperate of what's going on in East Jerusalem. The Arabs are a little desperate of what's going on in East Jerusalem. And the problem is that there's people, most of the terror was is committing by young people, okay? That they're showing like ISIS, okay? Kind of like ISIS. They're showing through the internet, through the media, the Arab media, about being the terror and the right solution. And just gonna go, the young people go, I mean, it was like 13 years old.
I mean, how
boy.
Can you, 13 year old boy can stab 12 years old Jewish boy just because you watch some
hatred, right? There is a reason. The reason is a ton of fear and hatred on both sides.
I think the biggest conflict is Jerusalem, but I'm a non-religious person, yeah.
It's because they want all the holy stuff.
Yeah, Jerusalem is where the holy stuff.
For you as an Israeli citizen,
yes.
And as someone who's been in the army basically most of your adult life, are you scared?
Yes. I'm scared because what's the whole situation bringing up both sides? When I see during the media, during the Facebook, during the action that people actually do, it's the hatred. I'm scared because I see what people like writing on Facebook to other people about political arguments. This has scared me. The hatred and the violence that people could very easily go into it. Both sides, by the way.
You're a pretty tough guy, I gotta say. For people who can't see you, people who don't know you, I'll just put it out there that you're probably the toughest guy I know. Really. So for Facebook to scare you is concerning.
No, it's not about Facebook to scare me.
No, I know it's the words.
I've been in the battlefield and everything.
But to see the hatred against other people, it's not matter what kind, but also inside the Israeli society, between the right and the left, like political. Why do you say how people express themselves, one each to another? It's scary. I mean, people are like lost it.
What do you think your peers want to do? Or how could you guys change it? I mean, because presumably you're the new generation, right? You're 26 years old. You know, you could. Is
do,
there a way?
Do
to
you know? Do you know that in the last two Saturday nights that I was being in Israel before this Saturday night here, I was walking under the streets in Tel Aviv, like propaganda against the government, me and 20,000 other youth. Answering a question?
It's happening.
Yeah.
So it is happening. So people are rebelling against their own government now.
Yes.
Is there a way to mobilize it, like with technology? Or
you don't solve conflicts with technology.
No. What I mean is there a way to mobilize your generation of out of the army, you know, more modern, more moderate, you know, Jewish Israeli citizens to bind together and find a way to talk about things differently?
I believe, like I tell, that Israel can do this and actually done this before. I think the problem is, besides Israel, the Palestinian side is not like really want to talk. A little less than
pot,
the Israelis.
Pot versus kettle.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't blame one side. I think both sides are not good enough to solve the conflict. But I believe the problem is still more on the Palestinian side. I don't know, maybe because they don't actually want it. They just like to tell it to the world that they need country. They need country. I believe that it can be solution, but I think they understand they're gonna lose all their outside protection that they get today. They will no longer interest anyone. So they don't want it to lose this attention that they get now. So they don't really want it.
What do Palestinians do now? Do they have a passport? Can they, like, do they have a, if they're born, I mean.
Yes.
Like a brief history and then what's happened up to now to ruin it?
48, the UN present Israel is a Jewish state. The day after, all the Arabs living around in Egypt, Syria, Jordan, going to war, and Iraq also going to war against the new country we just born. Israel won this war and taking advantage of some parts. He make the border big, right, for a little bit. After this happening, there was like in 57, daily war in Sinai. And in 67, there was also a big war. And in 67, Israel took advantage of many of the places within Jordan controlled, which is today it's the Palestinian area, because she won this war and she took it for her. And in 73, again, Egypt and Jordan and Syria and Iraq go into war against Israel, aiming to destroy it. Israel, against all odds, won this war. A lot of people die in Israel. It was in Yom Kippur, when not everyone in work, and everyone is in their homes. So Israel winning this war and take control of Jerusalem from the Jordanian, which is in Israel. Just to say, in Israel was Jews all the time, even though there was in the Arab side, there was Jews living in the middle of Jerusalem. When this happened, before 67 war, the border was in some point that it still was two countries. People don't understand the position of Israel. She's fighting against terror organization, and the world don't understand why she's doing this, because the world never get the truth.
Well, what is the truth? If you could speak your truth about her. I like that you call Israel she, by the way. It's really nice. What is the truth?
The truth, if the Israeli people is the most Western people in the world with the most the deep value of the New Age people, the people in Israel want to live and want to live good. But what's going on with the Palestinian, even though they have political issues, even though they're so kind of low percentages from society in Israel, they act in the way that they're preferring death over life. I actually feel in such easy way, they going violent like this, try to kill all the Jews. I mean, actually going outside and doing it, it's crazy. What do you need to...
Is it Jews or Israelis? And I understand those are not different. Well, they are separate, right? So, like, do you think if it was against the Jews that people would be more tolerant?
Yes.
But because it's against Israelis, people don't give a shit. And they think, like... There seems to be a difference with, like, people going after religion.
No, it's the Jews. Yeah, of course. It's the Jews who lived in Israel. No, it's not about being religious. This is the problem. If I was a Jew and I walk in Jerusalem, I was a good target for them. But if someone like going behind you and you don't even see him with a knife, it's pretty hard to everyone protect themselves. You know what I'm saying? I know.
You're like a superhero.
But
you do look like Superman a bit.
Yes.
You do. Do you feel like there's any... I know this is like the worst and most annoying question, but I've just spent the last 2 days talking to actually a Palestinian who is a comedian who is fucking hilarious, quite frankly. And he thought that the best way to solve things was to have one state, one passport, everybody votes, everybody has rights, everybody can do what they want on, you know, Palestinians, Israelis, and they got, and to get rid of the name and have everyone be Israeli, but that was the only way to do it. That it was, and then his hair to take down the wall. You know, there'd be a lot of fighting, so it would be fucked up, but eventually it'd get better, and then there'd be one state. Do you think that's a possible solution in any way?
Well, I hope that is a possible solution, but...
I don't really know if to give them a country...
No, it's not to give them a country. It's, do you think if it's one country, they tear down the fucking wall, release the sanctions, give them passports...
I really wanted to believe that yes... Okay.
Where are Palestinians anyway now? What, do they have passports? Like, can they move around?
It depends where they live. I mean, there's Arabs, Israeli Arabs live inside the Israeli state. And there's like Palestinians who live in the Palestinian side, right?
Where is Palestine?
I don't know. There's no Palestine.
Right. So, but where? So they don't exist anymore.
It's the West Bank. What's it?
So there's a baby born there. They're Israeli. There's no more Palestinian passports or it's no more.
It's a little bit complicated how it's going on in Israel because it's C parts, B parts, and A parts. And Palestinian.
We're such a tiny little fucking place, man.
Yeah, I know, I know. Like... This is hell stupid.
There's like Palestinians who live in the Palestinian side, right? So the people who live in the Palestinian side who. Most of them, not all, but there's some Arab, Israeli Arab guys who are doing the stabbing terror right now, all right? Mm. So it's like kind of combined. I think the biggest problem is that both sides have a bad leadership. Mm. Both sides. And I really hope that the Arabs who live in Israel really want to make peace. Because it's really easy right now with what's going on in the world with ISIS to blame the Muslim, the Arab people for wanting for violence just because of they're not accepting the free world. Okay, it could be. It could be the same in Israel, right? But I want to believe it really could be solved, and it's not about just people beliefs, right? But I don't sure. I don't really know. Like I said, if the Arabs will get their own country, I'm not sure that we'll take it.
I really believe that we are there. Most of the people in Israel really love Israel.
Yeah, well, you Israel, have to.
Yeah, I mean, really love. I don't like have like feelings, ethical feelings, you know what I'm saying? But I love this place. I believe, like I tell, that Israel can do this and actually done this before, yes, but I think the problem is besides Israel, the Palestinian side is not like really want to talk.
Another thing that I think is really amazing about Israel in general is just their capacity to grow
of all the things, of all the places to build a world and to fight over this fucking piece of shit soil with no nutrients, like the worst place to settle of all time. And somehow those crafty motherfucking Jews figured out how to like turn into like an agricultural metropolis. It's amazing. They're like one of the highest producers ever of like tomatoes and like all kinds of beautiful things. I mean, it just, we're industrious fucking people. My grandparents were so Zionists, like so hardcore. It wouldn't matter what you'd have to do. Nuke everyone else. Give a shit. Just protect Israel, you know? So like, I get the mentality. I always have, because it was the one place that made people feel safe after so much fear. And so it's so hard when you feel like everything that's happening takes away from the safety of there and takes away the core essence of what Israel was supposed to be to me, which was a safe haven for all people to come and practice their religions freely and live together in peace, right? So it's such a shame that it got so misconstrued in a way. I mean, it still stands for those things. The fact that the amount of lives, time, money, whatever is wasted over this, and it seems so simple if you think about it. It doesn't seem like it's this insurmountable thing, but it is.
Every single person, just by being there, has to fight for it. From little kids to the oldest people, it's a struggle. You know, there's much easier places to live. Florida, if you want to be surrounded by Jews.
You're right. You're actually right. It's not easy to live.
It's like, it's sort of, in a way, this sounds really shallow, but people who live here, they have to love living here because it's fucking freezing. The weather shit. There's no real beach. And it's super expensive. You know, so like people who are here, they love New York, and it makes the city more vibrant because New York punishes you over and over and over again. In no way is it, you know, as dramatic as yours, but it's a similar concept. Like, people who are here and who are in Israel, every day they wake up and they make a committed decision to be here, and it's hard. And their love seeps into everything around them. It seeps into the work they do and their interactions with their friends and family and the way that they sort of interact with their city. You know, people take care of each other in a different way because it's a different thing. So I like it. I like Israel. Always have. Hope that I can spend more time there at some point.
We welcome you.
Oh, the international welcome wagon?
Yeah.
Thanks, Yoav. I appreciate it.
All right.
I really believe there is no land that it's good to die for it, right? Yeah. No other things is good to die for it. When people will believe it, will understand the free will is the most powerful thing in this world, then the wall will move to money, but not end it, but move to like financial stuff. But wars will, percentages of war will get down.
What do you want Americans to know about Israelis? And don't imagine it's me. Imagine somebody like in Kentucky, you know, who doesn't know much about Jews and doesn't really understand. What would you want to say to him, like as a friend, if you could sit down and have a beer with this guy who thinks...
It's a good question, though. If I had, like, probably I want to say this guy, this fella.
This fella?
Listen, fella. People have don't feel secure anywhere in the world. And the history was proving that until today. And now, Israeli people, which are a very liberal people, like the same like the American people. I mean, there is a good reason why America and Israel is allies. Israeli spirit is the same as the American spirit. And everyone must understand that Israel had a lot of enemies around. So, the frightening Israel, and Israel must react to take care of herself.
Is there no other way to...
No. Besides talking, I mean, Israel will not attack anyone.
What would you say to someone who says, if you look at the death things, right? It was the same thing with the Americans. Like, 3 Americans would die and like 14,000 Iraqi kids and moms would die, right? Similar things with Israel. 4 Israelis die over like the last like 4 years and like, you know, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians dead.
It's hard to answer to this question. Because you separate it too. The terror organizations that you have to fight in, and, right? Like the Americans fight, like what we saw in Paris, it's the same material. It's people who don't appreciate their life at all. They hail death before they hail life, right? This is who we deal with about. So with these people, we cannot actually talk because no rational talk. You know what I'm saying?
But do you think...
Do you want to say to me that the United States, the big United States, if someone...
Oh, we would destroy them.
Of course.
Anyone. I'm just being devil's advocate. I'm asking you, because these are the arguments that other people make on the other side. The wall, you know, is, you know, not ethical, goes against UN sanctions, goes against the UN protocol, is not allowing people to have normal lives or eat properly or, like, you know, take care of themselves because it's blockading food and resources to them. Is that part of the plan to keep Israel safe? Because all it seems that you guys are doing is making it worse, right?
I believe they do such acts like the wall and utter provocation, let's call it. It's just because they go with the back to the wall with no other way, and this is the last solution, right?
But do you think it's helping?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. For now, I'm thinking for strategically, no. But for now, you can do nothing else. Would you try to remind, you know, 10 times a day, people are stabbing other people in New York City.
They're stabbing?
Yeah.
Like
in Jerusalem, the last 2 months, stabbing people.
Just random stabbings?
Yes, random stabbing.
Specific Jews? Just like...
Jews. I don't care about Jerusalem being not splitted. I don't want... I want to go to the Kotel once a year, visit there, and to be peace. People not die for Jerusalem. Come on, get over it. It was 2,000 years ago.
There's a lot of pressure in that city. There's a lot of anxiety, you know?
It's frightening.
So we're fucked? What do we do? It's fucked?
I think we have the only solution right now is to switch the both sides governments and the radical Islamic, which most of them terrorists would have to vanish from the Muslim people.
Do you ever hate fuck Palestinian girls? I met a Palestinian who told me he'd love to hate fuck me.
Actually, it's a very good question.
You're like a beauty pageant winner. You're like, well, that's a good question.
Palestinian, no. Actually, I was one time here in New York City, that one Palestinian girl was trying to fuck me, and she told me she was Bir Nabala, and it's, hey, this is where my cousin was injured. I mean, 2 years ago, I was like starting to talk in Tel Aviv streets with one Palestinian girl. I go speak with my friends before I supposed to date with her. I didn't know what to do because I was scared that their brother would kill me if they see me.
So if Palestinians and Jews don't date, don't marry, don't fuck?
Only the liberal, yes.
Do you think that the families would have a problem if they brought home, like, on either side?
Of course.
Do you know anybody who's fallen in love on the...
Yes, yes, I know stories.
Does it have Tel Aviv? And happily?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
It'd be tough to be a kid if you had both, I guess, on your... We need more sex between them and more kids. That's the answer, really. If possible, raise a whole new generation of intermixed... Because they're really the same people. Like, what is the difference? There's very little difference. They eat the same food. They're, like, the same kind of warm heart. They speak similar languages. You know, you're the same color. I mean, it's, like, the same people.
Yes and no. This is a deep philosophy question. We are Homo sapiens.
We are. We are indeed.
Each one of us. And what's actually separate between groups is just culture. I don't believe there is a God for anyone. So there's only the cultural thing that people still believe in it by their own way, and this is the only way it should happen. And the point that the religious take over the normal life and don't let other people to live their life the way that they want, this is where the problem starts. If people can accept that people live in a different way that they see from their eyes, it's a very, very big problem that must be vanished immediately. Immediately, in the modern world.
Do you think people our age who are getting married now have any chance of being happy, or you think we're all fucked?
First of all, we're not in the same age.
Fuck you. You're like 4 years younger than I am.
Oh, yeah, right. But...
Fuck you doubly, Yoav.
Yeah, you were a little boy.
I was. No.
You were.
Nah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I was surprising you. You saw it. did have a little boy.
I mean, he fucked me like a man, but you were a little boy.
Why are you laughing? Are you embarrassed, Zoe?
No.
Right. I'm sleepy, so this is what I want to do. I want to thank you for your time and remind you that tomorrow we will be doing this all over again.
All right.
So please put your thinking cap on because my questions will be harder, faster, stronger, longer, and better.
I'm going to practice my English, I promise.
Your English is doing great, actually.
You ready to take a drink?
I think.
Okay. Yeah, are we going to smoke the rest of that joint?
Yes.
Let's see if it works. There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Oh, what's going on? As always, I'd like to thank my guest for sharing his stories and his thoughts with me. I'm going to be delving a little deeper into the many complicated sides of this ongoing problem, seemingly no answer, over the next upcoming months. I'm also working on my live show starring party monster Michael Ehrlich. I have a couple hours of behind-the-scenes interviews I did with him back at my house after the show. It should be a really interesting episode. Well, don't forget to follow me on my Twitter and my Periscope at Genuinely False, on my Instagram, which is Dr. Z Nightingale. You can find all the things that I've been doing up until now on my website, www.zoenightingale.com. As always, I would appreciate it if you would go to my iTunes and leave me some stars or a review so that other people can find my show. And I'd like to give a quick shout out to my sponsor, www.adamandeve.com. If you put my name into the checkout little discount box, it will give you tons of discounts and a lot of free gifts with every order. So enjoy the upcoming beautiful spring weather and take a moment to take a long, deep breath.